It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Do you have any kind of heating system in your house? I mean, do you have anything in your house that makes things warm? This is a heater I'd like you to see. I'll just take it to the kitchen. It'll be easier to see out here. Now, it's an electric heater, so it's one that I have to plug in and turn it on right here. I'd like you to look at it and see if you can tell me when it's getting hot. I can feel it getting hot already. Can you see it? Can you see it getting hot? Well, it really is. It really is hot. So that just shows you that you can't always tell when something's hot just by looking at it. No. Have you ever had anybody say to you, don't touch that because it's very hot? Almost sounded angry, didn't it? Well, somebody's not angry when he's saying that. He's just being very, very careful. Because when grown-ups say, don't touch that because it's hot, it means that they love you. They don't want you to get hurt. Yeah, this is something I wouldn't want you to touch. Well, here's a... this is a little heating system for the aquarium. It doesn't make the water hot. It just makes it the right temperature for the fish. While I'm here, I'll just give the fish a little food. Here you are, fish. Now I have another kind of a heater. Have I ever shown you this one behind my chair here? This is a radiator. And there's hot water that goes through all of these pipes here. And as the hot water goes through these pipes, it makes the room warm. You probably can't tell that this is warm, but I can tell by putting my hand here. This kind of thing can be dangerous too if you get too close to it. Have you ever seen anybody make a fire in a fireplace? You know, it's called a fireplace because it's a place to make a fire. Yeah, I don't have a fireplace here, but some houses do. I'd like you to see a family building a fire in a fireplace, and that fire getting hot and making the people in the room warm. Thank you. and then they put a screen in front of the fire so none of the sparks come out. And that makes the room warm. Now let me see, there are other kinds of ways to heat houses. One way is a forced air furnace. Maybe you've seen that. I think that the Browns have one. You know my friends the Browns over at the marionette shop? I'll call them and see if they do. There. I'll not tell them why we're coming. We'll just go over and ask them. Hello? Judy? It's Fred Rogers. Are you terribly busy? Well, I'd like to come over a minute. Yeah, my friend and I are interested in something. I'd like to ask you and Bob about something. Fine. Okay. Thank you. Bye. There's always something going on over there anyway. I like to visit them. Let's go and ask them about their heater. Come along. Ba-dum-ba-dum.
Bob.
Oh, hi, Fred.
Hi,
we were
Bob.
Just talking about you a little while ago.
Well, I came over to ask if you would show us what kind of heat you have here.
Heat?
Yeah. My friend and I were looking at different kinds of ways of heating houses. And we're just interested in that.
You know, we once lived in a house that had solar heat.
Mm-hmm.
It somehow took the heat from the sun and spread it all throughout the house. It was marvelous.
Yeah, except we don't have that here.
Well, do you have a forced air kind of heat here?
Well, as a matter of fact, we have a furnace in the back room. Would you like to take a look at it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. I'll tell you what. Judy, while we're going back there, would you take this marionette and put the trim on the crown there and finish the
thing?
We're
going
to get to see a furnace.
Okay, we'll go in the back room over here.
We'll be back, Judy.
Here we are. Now, here we have the furnace. I'm going to remove the front off it. There we are. We'll just set that down right there. Now, way down on the bottom here, we have the blower, you see? And it gets very warm in there when the pilot light is on. And then the blower forces the heat all the way up here, you see? And it's going up in here and through the pipes. And then these pipes lead to the different rooms in the house where
I
we have
see.
Air vents.
So this really, Downing, I won't get close to it because I'm sure that's dangerous. But there's some kind of a fan down
that's
here.
Right.
And
that's right.
And up in here heats the air.
Mm-hmm.
And then that fan forces that hot air up.
That's right, forcing it all the way up into here. And I'm going to put the front back on.
Yeah.
The heat comes out of a heat vent, and we have one right under the marionette stage in the other room. Would you like to take a look at it?
I would.
Okay, we'll go back to there again. So, the heat is originated back there. It comes through a great big pipe under the stage, and you see there's the heat vent right in front of the marionette stage.
Oh, yes.
And that keeps our studio warm in here.
I can feel it heat coming out now. See that? So the hot air just comes right out here. Goes all over the place. Well, thank you very much. That's just what we wanted to find out.
Oh, before you go, Fred, we have kind of a surprise for you. Judy's working on something in the other room.
What is
Judy?
It?
Can you bring in that marionette?
Okay. Oh. Surprise!
It looks very much like... Who do you think it looks like? Do you think it looks very much like King Friday?
Well, we were hoping you'd think that.
Oh, he's
surprise
beautifully
for you.
Made. Oh.
Would you like to see him work a little bit?
I really would.
Okay. Then we've got some more surprises in store for you.
Yeah, Bob Payne and Dorothy are up on the bridge.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Fred.
Hi, Dorothy.
Hi, and they have some more surprises for you.
Well, you know, I like to make the puppets in the neighborhood of make-believe talk. I'd like to make him sing, if that's okay. One of King Friday's favorite songs is the big words to row, row, row your boat. Would you do that, please, King Friday? Propel, propel, propel your craft gently down liquid solution. ecstatically, 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 ecstatically. Existence is but an illusion. Very nice, Kincradic.
Yeah. Oh, Judy, do you think Fred would like to see Henrietta?
I bet he would.
You know I would, Dorothy. You have Henrietta Pussycat.
That's yes. Our second
here she is.
Oh,
for you.
Look at her. Oh, you're beautiful, Henrietta, and so soft.
Meow, 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 meow.
I should say so.
Meow, beautiful meow.
You really are. I'd like to speak with you, Henrietta.
Meow, 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 King Friday.
Have you been singing lately?
Meow, too much. Meow, 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 Miss Shy Meow.
Oh, I see.
Meow like X the Owl around when I try.
Well, is X the Owl around here?
That's our third surprise.
I think he is.
Really?
Meow, 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 X.
Oh, here I am. Why, X... You perched right on my arm. Here I am, all ready to fly. Often wondered what it'd be like to have X the Owl on my arm. Gee, he's great. X, I think Henrietta Pussycat and King Friday would like to see you. Well, I'll fly right to them. Well, King Friday, how do you do, X?
Meow, meow, X. Meow over here.
Oh, sure, I'll come over.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, sing.
Oh, sure. I'm always glad to be around you when you want to do things. Would either one of you like to take a fly up in the air?
Meow would.
Oh, I don't think that I would, X. I don't think it's very royal, is it? Oh, well, it's up to you. Come on, Henrietta. Just jump on my back and I'll take you for a fly.
Meow, meow, meow. Meow. Meow, 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 meow.
I hope you like it.
Yeah, I really do.
Oh, boy, I like it myself. Flying with a pussycat on my back. There you are.
Meow.
X the Owl. Yes, King Friday. I think perhaps I'd like to try to fly with you. Okay, come along. Just get on my back the way Henrietta did. Oh, yeah, just step on. Is that it? Or hop on. Oh, boy, are you ever heavy, King Friday. Well, do you think you can fly with me? Oh, I can try, but... here we go. It's working. Here we go, King Friday. Good. It's really very pleasurable. Good. Very pleasurable.
Meow, meow, meow.
Did you like it? I certainly did. Oh, well, I really enjoyed that very much. I really enjoyed that, too, very much.
Suddenly.
Thank you all.
Oh, you're welcome.
King Friday, pleasure to be this close to you.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Rogers.
X, you really do fly well. I like to fly. Henrietta?
Meow, meow, me shy, meow, fly.
My friends and I often make up stories about many of these characters.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we'll go do that now.
Good. Okay.
Thanks again.
You know, I think we'll make up some stories over here also.
Good.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Why don't you try putting Henrietta back on X's back, okay? And we'll try that flying sequence again.
All right.
Those marionettes were nice the way they moved and swung around like that, weren't they? they looked very much like King Friday and X and Henrietta. They were able to fly. That's one way of pretending with marionettes. Another way is to make up a story with hand puppets.
Well, that's why I sure like to talk.
You see, just make your voice sound a little different from the way you usually speak.
Yeah. And I'll fly around, too.
Okay, Parrot. And another way to make up a story or pretend is to use dolls. Dolls like this, have them walking along, talking to each other. You could make up what they would say. Sure. You have your own ways of making up stories and pretending. I like to use hand puppets. When I was little, I used to make up lots of stories with hand puppets. And the reason you don't see me in the neighborhood of make-believe is that I make a lot of the puppets talk and move. Sure. Let's have some neighborhood of make-believe now, all right? Okay. Just think about Henrietta Pussycat for a while. The last time we made up an opera in the neighborhood of make-believe, Henrietta Pussycat was sad because she wasn't able to sing in it. But she never told anybody that she wanted to until after it was all over. So this time, why don't we pretend that Henrietta is brave enough to ask Reardon to be in the opera? Okay? Henrietta Pussycat in the neighborhood of make-believe.
Meow, meow, no, meow, you're going to have meow opera. Meow, know it.
Well, I'm pretty sure, too. And I think it's going to be a snow opera this time, Henrietta.
Yeah, snow opera.
I like to be in those operas, and I like to watch them, too.
Meow, 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 in it.
Well, if you want to be in it, be in it. Nobody said you couldn't.
Meow, buddy, meow, meow, could either.
Did you ask anybody?
Meow.
Well, they're not mind readers, Henrietta. They're singers. Just tell them what you want.
It's winter in make-believe.
That's Reardon now.
Winter in
meow, shy.
Well, your shyness didn't get you in the opera last time. You'd better try something else today.
Greetings, Pussycat.
Hi, Reardon. How's your opera coming?
You know, I really think it's going to be great fun.
Fun to be in?
Yes, and fun to watch, too. Oh, which reminds me, I brought some sketches of some of us who are going to be in the opera. Would you like to see them?
Oh, sure.
All right, now look. There's Francois Clemens. See, he plays a snowman.
Oh.
You know, the opera came about because Lady Elaine made all this snow.
Yeah.
And there's Lady Aberlin. She's all dressed up in a warm coat, too. And here's Yoshihito.
Meow, meow, she.
Don't you remember her? She came and sang for the prince one time and then came and met us all.
You know, as a matter of fact, she's over at the castle right now singing for the prince and the king and the queen.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, the mabongiri bongiri anshtota chayukashu. Yokashu yoka kotoba yoka kimoni.
Meow, meow, so beautiful, meow.
Do you need any other people or animals for the opera?
Well, sure. Would you like to be in the opera, X?
I wasn't thinking about myself. I mean, sometimes I just like to watch.
Well, you know, anybody can be in the opera that wants to be. All they have to do is say so. But they better say so pretty quickly because, well, we have to sing the opera tomorrow and, well, we have to practice later on today.
Oh, man, did you hear that, Henrietta?
Meow, meow, Reardon.
Oh, Henrietta, are you going to come to our opera tomorrow?
Meow. Hope so, meow.
Well, everybody's welcome. Opera's for everybody, you know.
Meow. Hope so, meow.
Yes, it is. Well, I've got to get to work now because, well, putting an opera together isn't very easy, you know. See you both.
Well,
bye.
Oh, Hen, why didn't you ask him?
Meow, too shy.
Would you rather be shy and cry or something else and sing in the opera?
Meow, meow, Reardon. Meow, meow, come back here, Reardon.
What is it, Henrietta?
Meow, meow, meow.
Go ahead, Hen. You're doing fine.
Yes, what is it?
Meow, want to, meow, want to be.
You want to be?
Meow, meow, opera. Meow.
Good for you, Henrietta.
Oh, you want to be in the opera, do you, Henrietta?
Meow, could I meow?
Well, of course you could. In fact, I was just wondering if anybody else wanted to sing in this opera with us. And a fine-looking pussycat like you would be an addition to any opera.
Oh, boy, I like you, Reardon.
Well, thank you, X. As a matter of fact, I like you, too. Well, what would you like to be in the opera, Henrietta?
Meow is there to be.
Well, let me see. You could be a snowy somebody, or you could be a warm somebody.
Meow, snowy. Meow, warm.
How about her being a warm pussycat?
Meow, warm pussycat.
Oh, you'd like to be a warm pussycat, would you, Henrietta?
Meow. Oh. Meow, meow, purr.
Oh, that's lovely.
Meow, everything.
Yes, and you could even sing, too. In fact, let's see if you can learn this song. Now, I'm furry and black. And I am glad that you came back.
Meow, 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 glad that meow, you came meow back.
That you came back.
Meow, meow, meow back.
Very good. Now see if you can do the whole song, all right?
Meow,
ready?
Try. Meow.
Going to be just perfect for the part. And I'm so glad that you wanted to be in it.
Meow, meow, so glad. Meow, told you so.
I am too.
Yes, well, I'm going to go tell the others right now, and then I'll see you later for rehearsal, okay?
Meow.
All right, bye.
Meow, meow.
Bye, Reardon. You did it, Henrietta. You did it.
Meow, did it. Meow, thanks, meow.
Well, that's what neighbors are for.
That's what neighbors are for, encouraging each other. X encouraged Henrietta to speak up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I always encourage you to do what you think's best. And you encourage me by your being there to write songs and make up stories like, I'm furry and black. And I am glad that you came back, that you came back. You can look for that song in the opera tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Go like that with your hands. It's another kind of heat.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel it. And you can prove it, too, if you... have an ice cube, because the ice cube melts in your warm hand. The
some drops on the table, too. Clean that up. It's about time for me to go. Take this heater. We'll think about snow and that kind of an opera tomorrow. Bye, fish. See you tomorrow. Be with you then, too. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. Oh, I better put these away. Have a good evening. You always make each day a special day for me. Sure, we have lots of things that we talk about together, don't we? I like you just because you're you. I like to be with children. Yes, I do. See you tomorrow for our opera. Bye.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.